Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This next report is about something that may seem unimaginable, that there are times when parents would choose that death is best for their child. A new study by Boston researchers says when a child has a life-threatening illness and is in extreme pain, some parents would opt to end the child's life. As WBUR Health and Science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer reports, researchers want to help families in this heartbreaking situation.
The findings in this study reflect how devastating it is to watch a child suffer. More than 10% of parents whose children had died of cancer said they had considered speeding up their child's death. And more than a third said they'd rather see their kids dead than alive if their children were in uncontrollable pain. But these are feelings many mothers and fathers don't want to say out loud.
That is something that a parent doesn't even want to share with other parents because society doesn't allow you to talk about something like that.
Patricia Loader heads a national organization called Compassionate Friends. It supports families after the death of a child. She says there's a social taboo against verbalizing those kinds of dark thoughts.
You're a parent, and why on earth would you want your child to die, even though you're watching them in such distress and such pain and such agony?
But some parents do have these feelings when they watch a beloved child slowly dying from a fatal illness. In fact, the researchers think these emotions are underreported because many parents are unwilling to admit to something that seems so abhorrent. You might be wondering, why study this? Dr. Joanne Wolf of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute is the study's senior author. She says the point of her research is to try to make sure severely sick kids don't end up in terrible pain. It's also to make sure parents know there are ways to help a suffering child other than hurrying up death. And she wants doctors and families to talk about that openly.
If we don't enable conversation, then I can't imagine what it would be like to hold those worries inside as you're facing the end of your child's life.
Dr. Wolf says the medical community doesn't focus enough on reducing pain in terminally ill children. Many doctors who work with elderly patients routinely have end-of-life discussions. But doctors who treat children are often focused on curing them or extending their lives, even when the situation looks hopeless.
I see children with life-threatening illnesses kind of like an orphan population where we haven't had enough of a focus on trying to improve the quality of our care.
Dr. Wolf says desperately sick children don't have to suffer. Doctors could put them to sleep with medication to control their pain.
And that's not a euphemism for ending the child's life. You can get to the point where you even would administer general anesthesia, in which case the child would be asleep.
But not so much anesthesia that the child stops breathing. Another option is to gradually increase pain medication so a child dies in comfort. Both of these are legal alternatives to hastening a child's death. Yet Dr. Wolf says doctors and parents sometimes avoid discussing them at all.
The reality is that because it's so tragic to face the loss of a child, most people don't actually want to read about it in the newspaper. They don't want to talk about it. And not to say that this should be an everyday topic.
But she says when a topic like this gets ignored, parents may not even know these pain management strategies exist. Doctors may not mention them because that could start an uncomfortable conversation about death. Patricia Loader of the grief counseling group Compassionate Friends says that's when mothers and fathers need honesty most.
That's the time where the parents need somebody to talk to, somebody to reason with them, somebody to tell them exactly what's going to happen.
Because when parents know the truth, she says, they can make the best end-of-life decisions for their children. And if they know there are ways to spare their kids from pain, they may not be driven to thinking their kids are better off dead than alive. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.